Hello, this is Bianca Westwood from Gillette Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports, and you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and joining me this week, we've got Shane Lees.
Hello.
We've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And we've got Dan Tracy.
Good evening.
You guys all well?
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. Can't complain. Glad that football's back properly.
There's something Richard sent to me earlier today about Brexit. If Britain leaves the EU, we could have problems signing foreign players. Under current rules, we can't sign anyone outside the top 50 nations, and then there's like a sliding scale depending what nation they play for, but it's up to 75% of their international games in the past couple of years. I guess it could make a slight difference to the Premier League.
Terrible decision if we leave the EU.
Oh no, we won't be able to sign any more Moldovans or Slovakians. What will we do?
Well, that means Martin Skrtel wouldn't be able to join Liverpool.
Oh no! No Martin Skrtel, possibly the dirtiest player in the Premier League. It's a lot of hash over nothing. There's still plenty of African players, plenty of South American players, not a lot of Asian players, but let's face it, there's not that many good ones of them, playing in the Premier League, aren't there? So,
yeah, but how are we going to get spanked?
If they want to sign them, they'll still sign them. It's going to happen, come on. It's the Premier League.
But do you think if there's restrictions on signing foreign players, that would limit the appeal of the Premier League a bit? At least tarnish it a bit?
No. Because otherwise, we would have to say that applies to the current players getting signed from Africa, the current players getting signed from Brazil or Argentina, which it has made no impact on.
It has made some of an impact. There's certain players that, like, Arsenal have wanted. Is it Arsenal and Chelsea? There's been a couple of very decent young players that they've got that have not been able to play in England yet and have had to go out.
Yeah, and like, I think that's fair enough. Because if you're a club like Arsenal or Chelsea and you're signing 16, 17, 18-year-olds, rather than bringing players through your own academy, deserve everything you bloody get. Your academy's there to develop players from your local area at the first point, which none of these clubs are doing, so maybe it'll actually make them have to develop their own young players. What a terrible thing that will be. They still won't have any problem signing the older players, the developed players, even the ones who are like 21, 18, 19. They won't have any problem signing these players. It's the 16-year-olds and the 15-year-olds that would go to Barca and then drift off to some Croatian team a few years later. That's the ones they're worried about. So it's not going to make any difference. And if that is your reason for voting in or out in the EU election, damn. You need to get some priorities.
332 players in the top two tiers of England and Scotland wouldn't be allowed to play.
Wouldn't, so guaranteed they would have got their work permits rejected? Or is it just that they're foreign?
Just says that they would fail to meet the current standards.
Yeah, but the current standards have been complete. The current standards don't really adhere to any strict rules, because there are some players who just shouldn't have got work permits that did. It's one of those things, people saying, oh, it's going to go this way, it's going to go that way. Well, we don't know until it's done. If we go out of the EU, and let's face it, it's the Premier League with all the power and shit that they've got, I just don't see it as being a problem. It's not going to be a problem. Let's be realistic.
I disagree with you, because it's the BBC that have looked into it, so I don't think they've I think they've had a bit of depth into what would happen. But they've said that only 23 out of 180 non-British EU players in the Championship would get work permits. So it's not just the Premiership that this is affecting.
Right, okay, but then worst case scenario, what they're maybe saying is that these players shouldn't have been good enough for this level anyway. If they're not getting work permits, it's saying that they're not good enough players to be playing at this level. Therefore, maybe this is an opportunity to start developing players.
Well, no, it's
of
because
our own.
They're not international, so that's why they, that's why they obviously they're playing in the Championship rather than the Premiership.
I think this goes two ways. Either this isn't going to be a problem, or this is how we get more English players playing. And let's face it, we've been saying for years it's either going to have to be the clubs start making rules themselves, or legislation comes in. So. I mean, who would have thought who would have thought it would have come in the form of Nigel Farage being the saviour of English football? You just couldn't have seen that one coming, could you?
That's this week's title, I think.
Nigel Farage is the saviour of English football. Good night from me, and good night from everyone else.
Good night.
Good night.